From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Norman Grubb, Mission Builder, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. A Blighty. For Norman Grubb and his men, it was zero hour. "Over the top," Norman ordered, then turned to climb one of the ladders leading up to the lip of the trench. Scrambling from the trench, he surged forward with his platoon, rifles in front, bayonets attached. Within seconds, withering German machine gun fire cut horizontally across the battlefield. Norman watched as fellow soldiers around him collapsed face down in the mud. Others advanced toward their target. After crossing a stream, the men took shelter from machine gun fire and incoming mortar shells by crouching behind decimated trees or jumping into shell craters from previous battles. Norman took cover in a shell crater with a young private. Another blast of gunfire erupted. Norman watched as the private next to him slumped backward, dead. As he tried to assess the situation around him, Norman felt a stinging thump on the back of his right leg. He looked down and saw blood pulsing from a wound. A machine gun bullet had passed through his leg above the knee. Norman knew he couldn't fight on. He needed urgent medical attention. Using the dead private's rifle as a crutch, he stumbled out of the crater and back toward Allied lines. As he moved, a soldier heading out into the rain of machine gun bullets yelled, "Lucky Grubb, he's got a blighty." A blighty was a wound severe enough to take a soldier out of action, but hopefully not serious enough to kill him. At that moment, Norman didn't feel so lucky. One painful step after another, Norman made his way toward a first aid dugout, where his leg was tightly bandaged. He was then lifted into an ambulance with several other men and driven to a makeshift military hospital behind the Western Front. Within a day, Norman was aboard a hospital ship on his way back to England. In England, Norman was transferred to the 5th Northern General Hospital in Leicester, a military hospital set up in several large rectangular, red-brick buildings that had once been a mental asylum. Inside, Norman was assigned a metal frame bed with a kapok mattress and neatly folded sheets. Since he couldn't walk, two orderlies lifted him into bed. Its comfort was something he could only dream about when he was in the trenches in France. Days passed slowly at the 5th Northern General Hospital. Everyone in Norman's ward eagerly awaited the arrival of new patients in the hope they had up-to-date news from the battlefront. On Norman's third day in the hospital, a tall man who looked to be about 10 years older than Norman walked slowly through the ward. The man, who wore a clerical collar, stopped at each bed to talk with its wounded occupant. "Good afternoon. How are you?" "I'm Reverend Gilbert Barclay," the man said when he reached Norman. Pulling himself to a sitting position, Norman replied, "Glad to meet you, Padre. Is there anything I can do for you or pray for you today?" Gilbert asked. Norman sensed that the man had a genuine faith, and soon the two of them were deep in conversation. Gilbert served as a chaplain to the wounded soldiers at the 5th Northern General Hospital. He was also a Church of England clergyman and pastor of a church in Carlisle, to the north. Norman eagerly told him how his father was a Church of England clergyman in Poole. As the two continued talking, Norman realized that one of his father's aunts lived in Carlisle. Gilbert informed him that he knew her well and that she was an active member of his parish. When Gilbert moved on to talk to the next wounded soldier, Norman knew he'd made a friend. Little did he know that this new friendship would change the course of his life.